So you are a sloth, but God damn it, aren't you adorable?
Thanks for that.
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back to our channel.
On our show.
Yeah, this is the 50 Worst Dates podcast, where we talk about shit that we're, that we think we're very qualified to talk about.
Little do we know, we're very clean too.
Yes. My name's Amanda Peacock.
My name's Katie Coyle. And today we're going to talk to you about a thing.
Yeah, a thing about a thing about a thing. So this is kind of part two, going from last week's episode on expectations in relationships, which let me tell you, man, do I, if only this situation that I'm currently experiencing was present last week, because I could have talked about it. But anyway, so today we are going into defining the relationship. So what are we situation?
What are we?
As Hot Girl Summer comes to a close here, are you in a place where you want to booed up autumn? Are you just curious? Because this is a dumb, hard conversation that Katie and I have personally had many times over the past like year.
Like so many times, and avoided so many times, jumped into so many times. It's wild, y'all. It's the wild fucking west out there.
Totally. So as Katie puts it here on our handy dandy Google Doc, much like the rest of your 20s, this moves at different rates for everyone, but your bitches are still going to tackle it. And by bitches,
you know. I feel like that's a big point that I've been dealing with lately. Just like the pace of life for some people is so fucking different. Like the number of people who are getting engaged and I can like barely get a text back, different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely.
Y'all.
I mean, yeah, I've recently had an existential crisis. I've had many, but I've recently had one.
What is a Tuesday without an existential crisis?
So the good news is that I finally feel like my career is potentially taking off. So that's exciting.
I'm excited for
making
you.
Moves, y'all.
Making fucking moves.
So
I randomly started an Instagram today. Guys, everyone come follow my Instagram. It's called Midwestern Alcoholic. It's Midwestern Alcoholism. I might change it to alcoholic because I feel like that rolls off the tongue better, but I don't want to call myself an alcoholic. And I'm basically going to just like categorize and chronicleize all of the super cheap and inexpensive happy hours I go to and all the bar deals that I find, because I'm like the queen of finding bar deals. I can sniff out free alcohol from a mile away. I'm always at the store when they're giving out samples. I'm always at Whole Foods when they have deals. I am literally last week, I discovered that on Friday nights, there are two bars that are literally across the street from each other on Clark Street that both give out free shots for you basically doing nothing. One of them, it's for if you win a turtle race, and the other is if you do karaoke. They both do it on the same night. You can get absolutely shit-faced for free. Damn. What a dream. So Midwestern Alcoholism on Instagram, it is not yet doing anything, but it will be one day. I'm a woman of many hustles. Hope you enjoyed that ad you just listened to. Please listen to it six more times.
I've burped twice. They were both beautiful, but they're probably both cut out. So I just want you all to know. But
there'll be a chorus of burps at the end of this episode. Yeah. Stay tuned.
But it's because I've definitely not joined the White Claw gang. I just have like a foot in the gang.
Pledging the gang. You're pledging the White Claw society.
Oh my God. That sounds like a fucking white supremacist group.
Or a fraternity, which they're basically the same thing.
Hey. But yeah, so I wanted to kind of share this story. I've talked about this person a lot on the podcast, but I've never really talked about how terrible this I think that I tried to execute defining the relationship very well, but it went very poorly and I put up with it for too long. So this segment of the podcast is going to be like what not to do, which is anything that I do. So let's jump right in here. I had met this person on Bumble, shortly after my breakup, and the plan was to just like fuck them and be done and move on. Rebound, baby. And yeah.
A tale as old as Bumble. Real.
And then literally. That rebound lasted 9 months and it was, I actually was texting this person today and I had the perfect description of what this relationship was, and I'm trying to keep talking while I look for it. And let's see. Oh, okay. So it was essentially a pseudo non-exclusive open relationship type whirlwind shit show situation, as what I refer to.
That's a beautiful poetry sound.
That's exactly what it was. And
oh, yeah.
So
there's a lot of asking. Yeah. Why are we?
So I start seeing this guy and, you know, we hit it off. It's great. Whatever. And a couple months into us seeing each other pretty consistently, multiple times a week, hanging out, staying the night, whatever, going on dates. I decided to have the what are we conversation. You know, I was like, so what is this? Mm. Are you seeing other people? Should we be exclusive? I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to these types of conversations. We'll kind of talk about tips on how to start the conversation if you're not too comfortable with it. But I was like, you know, we've been seeing each other pretty consistently for a while. Like, are you seeing other people? I'm cool. Like, I kind of would like to be exclusive. I don't know where you're at on that. And essentially he said, no, I would like to keep doing what we're doing, getting to know you. He was like, I like to take my time to get to, you know, when I decide to be in a relationship with someone, like, I don't want to just like, I want to know that it's going to be for a while, which I can respect. And like, we really only first had the conversation about 2 months in. So I was like, okay, that's fair, I guess. So I said, okay, that's fine. And I was like, seeing other people, but I'm very much so a monogamous person. So when I decide that the person that I'm seeing is someone that I would like to see exclusively, like I kind of just personally become exclusive, but I was still like talking to other guys, but I was really like half-assing it. I wasn't trying to go on like dates and meet other people. Cause I was like, I really like this person.
Well, it's also just like personally. And I think most women find this, like, it's exhausting to try to juggle all of these people. I don't genuinely know how like these player men do it, because how do you keep facts straight? How? I once went on 2 dates in one day and I genuinely don't know how I kept those 2 people straight.
And so
I felt like a dick doing that too.
That's okay. It happens to the best of us. But anyway, so flash forward to, you know, a few months after that. So we're probably on month, like, four or five. And he got injured or something and like wanted me to come over, but I was actually out with another boy and I didn't like stay the night or hook up with this guy. So I got the text message when I left and I was like, oh shit, you know, like this, he's injured. So I called him to see like if he still wanted me to come over. And because like I hadn't slept with the other guy, I was like, I don't feel weird doing that. Cause I'm not trying to double dip literally within hours of each other, which no disrespect to anyone who does. That's just not my cup of tea. So he doesn't answer. And the next day he's like mad at me because I like didn't show up and like wasn't answering his text. And he was like, where were you? Like, what were you doing? I think he knew that I was with another guy, but it's like, whatever. So he gets mad at me and I straight up said, you know, you have no right to be mad at me. And that's how the girlfriend menu got brought up from last week. Because Katie said, you know, he's ordering from the girlfriend menu and you are not his girlfriend. And I was, and so I told him that. I said, you know, like, I'm not your girlfriend. You are ordering from the girlfriend menu and that's not cool. Like, I get that you're upset, but you have no right to be pissed at me because, like, if I was your friend, you wouldn't be pissed at your friend for not showing up. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be pissed at your friend or whomever for not showing up when you get injured. I was like, you wanted me to come over and be your nurse. And like, that's a girlfriend thing to do. I'm not your fucking girlfriend. I was like, so what do you want from me? And then
I'm not your fucking girlfriend. Yeah.
There it is. And so I was like, what do you want from me? And he said, you know, I want to be in an open, I want you to be my girlfriend in an open relationship. And I just was like, what the fuck does that mean? No, he initially used polyamorous. And I was,
did you ever discuss like polyamory with him before? Like, had he, to your knowledge, had he ever been in a polyamorous relationship?
No, but he had before in the other conversations of like the so what are we's. He had said, you know, I don't even know if I want a monogamous relationship. Like, I've been thinking a lot about like polyamorous or open. He was like, I've never been in one, but like the more I think about monogamy, the more I think it's not for me, yada, yada, yada. Which was
okay. So that came up, but like he had no previous experience in
correct.
How those
and so
work.
He called it a polyamorous relationship, which a polyamorous relationship means you want multiple romantic relationships with people. He wanted an open relationship, which I explained to him the difference because he said, you know, I want you to be the main girl and all the other girls know about you. And, you know, you're my girlfriend, but I still want to be able to fuck other people. Yeah.
You the main hoe, but there are other exterior
and
hosts.
I was like, oh. And then I left because I didn't – I knew immediately that that was a hard no for me, but I was like, I need to think about this because this is a lot. And I didn't expect him at the time to tell me he wanted me to be his girlfriend because it took him nearly 6 months to tell me he even liked me. So I was like, what the fuck? And – so this is probably, I said month 4 or 5, but I think this was more like month 6, like only a few weeks prior he had been like, I like you. So that was wild.
Oh, good. Glad that I haven't like been wasting my time here. Except
I absolutely
you kind of did.
So, you know, that happened and I thought about it. And then later, like it was either like a day or so later, maybe even later that day, like we were talking and I just looked at him and I was like, I can't do an open relationship. That is not my thing. I am a monogamous person. And he pulled the, well, you don't know till you tried. And I was like, that's not cool. And I get it, but at the same time, like you don't say that to someone. Because it's the same thing for people who are like, I'm bisexual or whatever. And people are like, but you've never been with a woman. So, you know, if you're.
Or like people are like, oh, you don't yuck it. Like don't knock it till you try on like sex with someone of a specific gender or whatever. Like, I think there's a part of me deep down that knows. And you know, when people tell me that when it comes to food and I don't believe in myself, I end up eating oysters and nearly spitting them out in waiters' faces. So like, I know myself. I know I don't want to let you fuck
people. I was just like, no, because especially part of it's because of like my past history. I was like, to me it feels like cheating, and not that it is, because obviously in a properly communicated open relationship, you know, you set the boundaries and everything like that, but to me I've been cheated on, and because I'm a monogamous person it would feel like cheating because I would end up just being monogamous. And I don't have any interest of fucking other people. So I'm not going to. It's very one-sided, exhausting. And that's not cool. And to me, that would not work. So I explained that to him, and he was just like, we'll figure it out. Which, if anyone, pro tip, if anyone says this to you when you're trying to define the relationship of like, we'll figure it out, but they're not offering.
Like, it's where you're going to dinner. Right? It's not like, who are you to me? But it's like, oh, should we get sandwiches or pizza?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Again, you're not a grilled cheese sandwich.
You're not a grilled cheese sandwich.
Mind you, this is the same person too. Who wants to use butter as lube? That should have been my first sign.
For all of us listening at home, it was. And,
so I was like, okay, like, I guess we can both take time to think about this. But honestly, I tried to have, so then from that point on, I tried to have that conversation multiple times. Cause I'm like, I can't keep doing this confusion thing. And I was not putting my foot down on it, which is my mistake. So we just continued doing what we're doing. And I was like, not happy at all, as Katie knows. And so eventually, you know, cyclically, like, we kept doing that, whatever. And I was like, wow, this really fucking sucks. I want to know what we are. Is he sleeping? Like, I know he's sleeping with other people, but, like, I'm not cool with it. And then I went out of town for 2 weeks back home. And by that point, like, things were actually, like, really great between us. We were spending basically, like, every day together, and it was really nice. And I was like, oh, maybe, like, this could work. I don't think that he is seeing other people, because, like, he spends all of his free time.
Because you literally
and I'm like, who the like, how would he even sleep with other people? Because, like, we literally spend all time together when we're, like, free. So I don't know.
He'd have to literally lie. And I,
like,
he
was definitely never a, like, a liar. He just wasn't honest. He lied by, like, omission. He didn't sell you things. But, like, when I asked, if I asked him questions, he would answer. Like, he was never a liar in that sense. But he was secretive. He was secretive.
Okay. Secretive. Lies by omission are still lies. They are not as glaring and crazy and scary as, like, just.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, if I were to ask him, like, did you fuck someone today? He would have been like, no or yes. So, but yes, no. So I went out of town and then I came back and we were hanging out. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I wonder if he saw other people. And while I was out of town, so I very slyly was like, when was the last time you got tested? And, you know, like, have you slept with anyone since you got tested last? Because I'm slick. And
you're good.
I know. And he was, like, really put on the spot. And he was like, he's like, I don't know. And I was like, this isn't a hard question. Like, when I need to know.
Because do you remember? What,
we haven't been, like, using condoms. Like, I know that I'm clean, but, like, when was the last
time? What about you, bitch?
Yeah, like, when was the last time you got tested? And he was like, I'm going to get tested. And I said, that does not answer my question. And he goes, I slept with someone, like, while you were gone. And I lost my shit. And I was like, first of all, if we were in an open relationship, that would, to me, be considered cheating. Like, for someone who wants an open relationship, you are terrible at communicating, which is
right. You got to, like, tell me when you're doing the things, you know?
To me, that's how I would want an open relationship if I were to do it. Obviously, everyone's different in how they do open relationships. But from my understanding, it requires a lot of communication. And I was like, you're not saying anything. You just want to sleep with people and not ever talk about it and just do your own thing, but still have me and have all the girlfriend benefits. So then I was like, I cannot do this anymore. And we, like, I finally put my foot down and I was like, I want a monogamous relationship and I am unwavering on that. And then he said, you know, I want an open relationship and I'm unwavering on that. And I was like, you've just wasted 4 months of my fucking life. And I'm so pissed because I'm like, you hurt me. Like, you knew that this would upset me, yet you continued to do it and you didn't care. Or you were trying to spare my feelings by not telling me, which is lying. And either way, you look like a dick. So it was a mess. And I'm still obviously, like, pretty hurt by it and upset. And it just sucked. And so then we finally had that conversation. And so the moral of the story really is that, like, you need to stick to your guns when you're wanting to define a relationship. And it's hard when you like someone, because especially when they're like, well, I want this thing and, like, we'll figure it out. But if they're not offering, because for all that time, he never offered a solution and he was never, he kept trying to convince me to like, okay with an open relationship. And I made it clear, and anyone else should do the same. If someone tries to convince you to be okay with something, that, you know,
you're never really going to be okay with
that. And also, I was not asking him to be monogamous. I said, like, that's something he needs to decide for himself. And I was like, I'm never going to ask you to be monogamous. If you can't, then, like, this needs to stop, because that's what I want. And I was like, so I would expect the same respect and you not trying to convince me to be in an open relationship when I've made it perfectly clear that I do not want that. Mm-hmm. And so same thing goes to anyone else. Like if someone's trying to convince you to do a certain thing or whatever that you are not comfortable with, or you know that like you won't enjoy it, whether it's a type of relationship or, you know, a situation, just kind of call to me. It's like, I just called him out on it. And I was like, I'm showing you respect by not asking you to be monogamous. Like you need to make that decision for yourself. And so I expect the same respect in return. And yeah. And so don't be like me and wait forever. Because he was getting what he wanted the whole time, which was to have me act like a girlfriend, but still be able to sleep with other people. And I let that go on for too long. So when you know what you want, if you are wanting like an exclusive relationship with someone and they're not giving it to you, and it's been, you know, a pretty significant amount of time, whatever that means to you, stick to your guns because you deserve better and you will find someone who is on the same page as you. And don't let someone kind of walk all over you for months because you really like them. And It definitely sucks. But in the end, like after I did that and after I ended things, like I was really fucking bummed about it. Like it was essentially like a breakup. Like I was pretty fucking bummed. But I honestly...
Yeah, you didn't define the relationship, but you still went through a breakup too, which says a lot.
And that's totally valid. But yeah, I think that... it's, you know, I was overall like, I was immediately just happier afterwards. And I was like, in other ways, like I was still very bummed and like my heart hurt about it. But all in all, I was like, wow, I feel so much freer. Like a weight was like lifted off of me because he was really weighing me down because it was just like, what is he doing? And I realized that I was spending, you know, all my free time with this person because I didn't want him to be with other women. And that's not fair to him. That's not fair to me. And that was creating like a toxic situation, and that'll bleed right into a toxic relationship. So when it comes to defining a relationship, it's important to like stick to your guns. I am a huge fan of being open and honest as soon as possible. The current person that I'm talking to, I made it clear. I was like, listen, I got out of a 2-year-long relationship and I just broke off things with a person who had been seeing for like 8-9 months. So I'm not really trying to rush into anything. I don't really know what I'm looking for. Like I will happily keep talking to you, but just to be clear that like I'm not really looking for much right now. And I think it's really important to establish that early on because first of all,
and I think it's also important if you're the other person in this situation to believe that person and not like try to not like be like, no, they don't really know what they want. Like, no, if this person tells you what they want, it's your job to believe them because otherwise everybody's going to get fucking hurt and waste their fucking time.
Exactly. And so, and he was totally respectful of that. He's like, I'm kind of in the same boat. And I'm like, I'm totally cool talking to you because I'm a big fan of like, I really like this guy's energy. And I said, you know, I'm not going to just stop things because of what I should be or how I should be handling a breakup or whatever the fuck, like, whatever. So, but I was just like, I'm just being completely honest with you. And I think it's important to establish that early on if you know that you're not looking for anything serious because you owe that to yourself and you owe that to the other person so it doesn't get messy. And that can be hard. I've just learned over time that honesty is honestly the best policy. And
It always is.
And so
it literally never isn't. Like I dare you to find a situation where telling the truth is not the right
and
thing to do.
If someone is giving you pushback on like being upfront, because I'm not saying that you're defining the relationship on date two. I'm just saying to put out like what, like, listen, I just want to make it clear.
Feelers.
Whatever the fuck. And I mean, if you're trying to find like the love of your life, maybe tone that one down. But if you're explicitly not looking for something serious or whatever, like be straight up. Yeah. And I think that the right person for you will not be a dick about it and not be weird about it. Like they'll be like, yeah, cool. And that's that. And it won't be super awkward and uncomfortable, but at least you've put your truth out there. And I think that's what's important.
I've had someone literally say that to me. And I was like, okay, I like you. And I think you like me. And I'd like to continue to fuck with you. Is that cool? And we're like, yeah. And so like you can still also, you don't have to take every relationship super seriously. you live within your comfort zone in relation. It's always good to go outside your comfort zone. It's always good to push your boundaries. Now, when it comes to like relationships and where you come home to and like the person you come home to in theory, no, like you should be comfortable. You should be confident at 99% of the time.
So, yeah, I think the moral of the story is just to stick to your own guns. And I mean, I think part of the issue with this individual was that he does have pretty severe commitment issues. And I'm not saying that people who are in open relationships have commitment issues. That's not at all what I want. It's just when he was describing what he wanted and how he was behaving with what he wanted, it was not consistent with that of my understanding of open and polyamorous relationships, because he was being secretive and like would get weird when he was put, like when I asked him things, because I'm like, you, if you're fucking other people, I would like to know. And if you're wanting an open relationship, I don't think that that's too much to ask. If you, like, it's your job to, if you're trying to convince me to be in an open relationship, you should show me how it could work then.
My understanding is part of the sexy part of an open relationship is you knowing that that person's fucking
other
people.
And I don't need to know like, oh, this is the explicit details, but yeah. And so, and when I would bring up that this guy had, and he even said, you know, I don't want to put a label on anything because that puts like pressure. And so I was like, you have fucking commitment issues. You have commitment issues. And he was like, you're projecting. And I said, I can't project. I can't project something I don't have because I don't have commitment issues. So yeah, I was like, I have no problems committing to someone. So no, I'm not projecting. You're just on the defensive now, which is further proof that you are just too scared to commit, and that's on you. And like, maybe one day you'll find someone that you're ready to settle down with. And maybe you are into an, maybe you do want an open relationship, but
yeah, who knows?
Yeah. But I don't, and goodbye. So it's important to speak your truth and stick to your guns.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah. And so I think that whenever you feel like you need to have the so what are we conversation, I think that that's okay. And like you're totally in your right. And there's just different ways to go about bringing it up. Because if you're ready to say it on the date 5, that's a little different than if you're ready to say it 6 months in.
It happens, like we said, it happens at different rates for different people, but we do have some tips from Elite Daily. And we're going to go through their suggestions of how you do bring up this conversation, because it's not an organic conversation. Some of us can be sly and be like, are you sleeping with other people? Should I get the condoms? Which actually is not on this list, but I think like having a conversation about your sexual wellness is probably important. Like, are you sleeping with other people if we're not using condoms? Is an entirely valid question for both of you. Like, are we bringing in more variables to this situation? Yes. Condoms go on. Cool. I've had that conversation with people like, hey, you're fucking other people. The condom goes back on. That's the reality. That's how it goes. Hey, but we'll go through these. There's 4 of them. I found them interesting as true 4 conversation starters, just about dating exclusively when you're ready to DTR. Mm-hmm. Number 1, I love spending time with you. They say start positive and start with something they should be able to agree with.
Love this.
Which is so funny. I love spending time with you. Well, yeah, and he loves getting his dick sucked. So I guess you're on the same page. Personally, I think this is something that's very easily bypassed because I did it to my college boyfriend like 4 times. Like, it's very, yeah, it's been great, right? Let's do something else. I love spending time with you. Let's go spend time doing a thing where we don't have to talk and have the rest of this conversation.
I think, yeah.
Do you want to go see a movie where we can't talk for 2.5 hours? Great.
I think something like that is just like, I don't know. I'm just very like straight fucking forward. So I feel like being like, I love spending time with you, but like, I want to know what this is. It's just kind of like,
what are we? What are we? Number 2, I feel lucky that we've had this time to get to know each other. I feel like that's something you say at their funeral.
Right? And it also sounds exactly like the first one.
It sounds exactly like the first one. Like, this is exactly what Mandy Moore said to What's-His-Face when she had cancer in that one movie.
Oh, my God. You're right. In what? A Walk to Remember?
In A Walk to Remember. I feel like she said literally this, like, we have this time to get to know each other and I'll cherish it forever. Like, that's something the character says on their deathbed.
Yeah. So I...
Are you on your fucking deathbed? No, you want to know if you can tell your friends that you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I think instead... there's like smoother ways to go into it, because at some point also your friends are going to start referring to you as like boyfriend or girlfriend. And that's when you're like, yeah. I heard that so-and-so, like I overheard so-and-so that happened to me with this individual. We ran into like his cousin at a bar and she was like, is this your girlfriend? And he was like, no. And then I just kind of, then we, her and I kind of made eye contact and I was like, I don't even know how to respond to this.
She's probably like, girl, I catch you.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. So glad that was decided for us. But sometimes like friends can do that for you. Or not even like if you meet someone and they're like, is this your girlfriend? Is this your boyfriend? And they kind of get weird. That's a great way to kind of segue into that and be like,
I literally had this conversation once because I heard a guy coming in, like somebody let him into my apartment building. And it was like our third date. Mm-hmm. This was probably a mistake. No, it wasn't. But it was weird, but it was bad. And I heard him like, oh, my girlfriend lives here. I'm just trying to get in. We'd been on like, again, like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. We had slept together, but like twice. And like, I brought it up like the next day. I was like, yeah, I heard you, your girlfriend lives in this building, right? And he's like, oh, you heard that. And that's how we had the conversation, because he had spoken into existence. So I think somebody speaking it into existence is important. One of my actual like really good tips for this is, so like, feel how that word feels in your mouth before you bring up this conversation.
Yes.
So like, go like book an Uber by yourself. Don't be a cheap bitch and get a pool or like a Lyft line. Ball out and get a full car ride by yourself to see them for whatever reason, or like talk to the Trader Joe's checkout guy or whatever. Though the Trader Joe's checkout guy, you don't want to let them know that you're not single, because they all have just a sexual energy beyond belief. So like maybe another checkout, the Walgreens cashier, something like that. And like just casually mention that, like, oh, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my partner, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And say it out loud and like ask yourself, does my heart flutter? Do I hate everything? Does it feel like a lie? Like, really reflect on how you and your body react to saying that. Cause I think that's how you know you should have the conversation. Mm-hmm. If it feels like a lie to call someone your boyfriend to a stranger, he's not your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's not acting as your boyfriend. It's not time yet.
Yeah.
So go out and do that, kids. Report back on the science that I've laid out for you. Back to Elite Daily.
Blah.
Number 3, hanging out with you has made me feel blankety blank. They literally tell you fill in the blank here.
Blankety blank.
Me hanging out with you has made me feel like 1,000 suns are rising in my soul.
Fuck that. I'm dying. Please leave me alone.
Hanging out with you has made me feel like my pussy is constantly wet. Oh. Like whatever the fuck you want to put in there. I just gave you 2 very different options. Use them as at your will. I feel like that's in the same vein as like, I love spending time with you. It's like, great. I'll go see a movie where we don't have to talk for 2 hours.
Mm.
And then their final one is the most direct, where it's the most 50 Worst Dates camp like way to do it. I really like what we have going. How do you feel about doing it exclusively? Which still feels super formal and like business negotiations-ish. Like, you just turn the damn tables on this person. Like, I really like what we have going. They're like, yeah, this is nice. I like getting my dick sucked. They're like, you want to do it exclusively? And I'm like, oh, didn't see that one coming. I gotta bring that back to the team. Mm. No, you guys gotta know yourself, like Amanda said, and stick to your fucking guns. So if you want to have this guy, if you tell your Uber driver, if you tell Abdul, because I feel like all my Uber drivers lately have been named Abdul, if you tell him, I'm going to see my boyfriend. And he's like, oh, is he nice? And you're like, Yes. And you feel good about having that weird conversation with this stranger? Cool. Now stick to your guns and be like, no, I want a relationship with this person.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. If you're like refraining from telling your Lyft driver what you're doing and where you're coming from when you walk out of a Logan Square church carnival dressed as a whore at Sunday at 10 a.m., don't define the relationship with that man. That's the sounds the goats made. Also, the sound I just made.
Are you a goat?
But really, and like call a spade a spade. I've been in situations where like I'd been like dodging the question for like 6 months probably. And just like this was at a near constant rate. He brought it up like at a good early time. And probably on an every 3 week cadence, there was a weird conversation that like was slowly meandering. This was one of these elite daily lines that was slowly meandering to what are we? Mm-hmm. And I was just like not interested in having it.
Yeah.
So finally he like sat me down over dinner like 20 minutes before his friends show up to something like, Katie, you're my girlfriend, right? And I'm like, yeah, I guess I am. Sorry. That sounds right. I was like, okay, my friends are going to be here in 20 minutes. I wanted to get that one out of the way so I know what to call you.
Oh, my God.
Which is honestly the best and easiest conversation I've had. Like, I wasn't nervous about that at all. I was confident. I was like, no, I've been seeing you for X number of months. Mm-hmm. Your friends are here in 20 minutes. What are you going to call them? This girl that I fuck around with a lot that I decided needed to meet my childhood buddies? No. No. Like we said last week with like, if you meet their friends, it's a big deal or it's not a big deal. This is like, no, this is people coming out of their way to meet a person. This is a larger deal than it needs to be. So call a spade a fucking spade, guys, and stick to your fucking guns and ask yourself, does it fucking matter? Are you trying to define this relationship to make sure they don't fuck anyone else like Amanda? Or you're hanging out with them constantly so they can't fuck anybody else? And then you develop a certain level of intimacy because you're hanging out with them constantly that you're like, oh, this is my boyfriend. No, you're hanging out with them constantly so they don't fuck other girls.
Yeah, which is something.
Yeah, because guess what? They could end up being the kind of person who fucks other people anyways. Yeah. Don't fool yourself. Don't. In the words of Beyonce, don't hurt yourself.
For real.
Yeah, and we're going to take a break now that I've gotten onto my high horse because it's going to take a second for me to get down.
Oh, I love art!
So, do you love women? Because I love women.
Oh my God, I love women.
Same, but not in like the Donald Trump way, but in the actual way.
I love women.
Ugh, gross. Anyway, so we wanted to give a little shout out to some artists that we know and love. Some of them have helped out with the podcast. Some of them have been on the podcast and others have not. But their artwork is amazing, so we wanted to give them a brief shout out. So our podcast artwork is by Tori Scranton. We mention her at the end of every episode, and you can find her at T Scranton Art on Instagram. My lovely, beautiful Colombian goddess, Alex Lopez, who was on the episode about polyamory. You can find
her.
Right at Speak and Smoke on Instagram.
She's making beautiful gold things, and yeah. I love it.
She makes her artwork out of gold leaf, which is it's inspired by Colombian history and Colombian art, and it's just magnificent. She recently cut off all of her hair and dyed it blonde. She is a bad bitch, and I love her more than life itself. Go check out her work as well. She also has a website called pura.com. And then there is Miss Sonia Williams, who is another badass feminist goddess who I want to give a quick shout out to. You can find her at Sewn Bean or Sunbean, S-O-N Bean. She has really cool feminist art. She actually has a piece that it says My Body, My Choice, and 100% of the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. So definitely check out her work as well. And then last but not least is someone that we actually went to school with, who is also a badass artistic woman who draws like children's books artwork, but she also does commission work as well. She did a piece, if you were to go on my Instagram, she did a piece that was basically a really cool piece for me and my siblings. And you can find her at Madko, M-A-D-D-K-O. And that's Madeline Kozlowski. She is dope as hell. Anyway, so
I definitely have her like second grade picture somewhere in my parents' house.
Oh, she, yeah. I feel like I was in her like first grade class or some shit. So, yeah, check out all these amazing women. Some of them who have helped with the podcast or been on the podcast. Others we're just giving a shout out to because we love to support. I'm drunk. I'm slurring my words. Small businesses and also badass women. So.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Get two.
That's that. That's the thing that we have on our podcast all the time. It's me burping. Just a lot of burps. I've had one glass of red wine. We might have some Katie burps on their way. Who knows? Yeah, so welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed that break because we have ads now. We're going to do a little advice corner to get you guys ready for the advice episode we have coming up that we have scheduled for the next couple weeks out. Yeah. Please DM us with your questions and your anxieties and your issues with your significant others and people you want to fuck. Because we really want to solve your first world problems. But for now, we are consulting with my favorite Reddit thread, reddit.com/ am I the asshole? And it's got a little guy and the oh, an asshole on the logo thing is an asshole. It's really great. So we have two of these. They're both about defining a relationship. And we're going to go through them and discuss a little bit. Amanda, would you like to read the first one or summarize the first one at least?
Yes, this is the two girls one.
Two girls, one label.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So I, a 22-year-old female, have been going out with this girl who's also a 22-year-old female for a year and a half. We both liked each other, but didn't really want to go out because we're the only lesbians in our small town and felt like it was expected. But I mean, but eventually I gave in and asked her out. She said yes, and we went on a date. The date went fantastic. And oh, they also said that I'm reading this word verbatim. And it said they're going to apologize because English is their second language. So never apologize for messing up your English if it's your second language or just in general because, like, fuck it, whatever.
You speak a whole other language English is more than I do. Congrats.
The date went fantastic and we really hit it off. A few more dates later and I asked her to be my girlfriend. She said no and explained it by saying, I really like you, but I just don't want to force labels on our relationship so early. And yeah, I could agree with that. I didn't press anymore and was just happy spending time with her. But it's gotten to the point, a year and a half in, where I want her to be my girlfriend. We've been going out for so long. I just felt like it's overdue. I mean, we're basically already a couple, just without the title. Nothing would even change besides me being able to introduce her as my girlfriend. We've met each other's parents. I went to her house for Thanksgiving. She spent Christmas with my family and I. She happily learns about my culture and language. We even live in the same apartment as of a month ago. Until a week ago.
No, they're just gal pals.
This makes me think of that meme where it's like, I asked to call my boyfriend.
My boyfriend and he said no.
Or that where it's like, what are we on your wedding day? So are you my boyfriend?
Do you take this man?
Yeah. Until a week ago, I never brought up us becoming girlfriends. I just thought she'll bring it up when she was ready. But then my cousin told me the reason she probably didn't want to label our relationship was because she's cheating or doesn't really like me. You fucking moved in together. There's no way. And that
she at least doesn't hate you.
And that thought scared me, so I gave in and I asked her about it. It caused an argument. She called me an asshole for, quote, wanting to force labels onto us. Are you kidding me? And that, quote, we can enjoy our time together without the need for a label. I asked her why she didn't want to be my girlfriend, and she didn't answer, just kept insisting that we don't need them. This is making me so mad.
Yeah, babe, we're roommates. Why do we need a label?
We spend holidays together.
You're my roommate. That's what you are.
Who I fuck. Like,
who I fuck and who my parents know.
I feel terrible about everything because I love this girl and I want to spend I think they mean my life, but they put my time with her. I never wanted to upset her? Of course not. Should I just drop it and be happy that we're going out? Should I be worried? Like my cousin said, I would ask my friends and family for advice, but I fear they'd make it worse by harassing her about it or something. Understand. That's so true, though. Why won't you call them your girlfriend? So, Reddit, am I the asshole like she says?
Well, first of all, she's your girlfriend. Yeah. Like, I think this is a system of like call a spade a spade. You live together. You fuck each other. You share utilities and you know each other's parents. I'm going to assume
here that they're very exclusive. So.
Well, they commented about like maybe she's cheating. So like, I'm assuming they're exclusive if there's the possibility cheating on one another happening, you know? Like, if you're not exclusive, like, fucking other people technically isn't cheating. But it is, it's icky, but it's not cheating.
Yeah, so.
Come at me, guys. We'll talk about that on the next one. But, ooh, this is your girlfriend, basically.
Solution. And I think, that's to be girlfriend. Honest, like, maybe she just hates the word girlfriend, and maybe you can say, like, partner. Or something. I think I get both because it's kind of like some people just really hate, because I think it could also just be the word thing. Like some people just really hate the word girlfriend. And I get that because I also like, I kind of hate that word too.
Can I call
but
you?
But like, it's just, you mother? Know, maybe you can come up with a compromise and just like, I think a lot of it is just having that conversation of being like, I think the reason that people want to be able to say this is my girlfriend or whatever is because they want to know that you're exclusive and that kind of,
they want to know that you're exclusive. I feel like if there's anything I learned in sociology 101 in a 600 person lecture in Lincoln Hall, 5, 6, 7 years ago, it's that we like roles. And human beings want to know where they stand in society and what to call themselves and call other people. We like that hierarchy. We like knowing like what's expected of us, to bring it back to last week. We want our role, whether that role is like, I am your friend, I am your neighbor, I am your girlfriend. I want to know, if I'm your girlfriend, you get a certain level, you get the girlfriend menu. This person is giving the girlfriend menu. For fuck's sake, they live together. It's like, that's your girlfriend. I would honestly just like lay down the hammer and be like, no, you're my girlfriend. In every other way but the word, you're my girlfriend, will you just chill out about the word? What do you want me to call you? My partner? My living lesbian lover? If this person doesn't speak English, come up with the word. Start calling them your girlfriend in your home language. So, like, whatever that is, starts calling them that word as, like, a pet name, and then slowly reveal to them that you've been calling them your girlfriend the whole time. That's my advice. That's the solution.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just having that conversation. And so I think – and they put a little edit that said they had the conversation and, you know, they want the long term and whatever. So – it's just, I think a lot of,
and then Reddit decided.
Yeah. And so I think that, all in all, it boils down to, you just want to have that affirmation that like you're exclusive and you don't want to have the anxiety of like, well, what if like, we never define exclusivity. So if they did cheat on me, like, could I be mad? No. And I think at that point, like there are people who really just hate the word girlfriend and they might, so maybe you can come up with an agreeable term like partner, significant other, whatever. This is my person. This is my lobster. Yeah. I don't fucking care. Like,
yeah, call her a fucking lobster. Like, we'll get it. So. We've all seen Friends. That's a lot. That's, that one just irked me in so many ways. But the next one is one that I happily relate to and will have a lot of opinions on. Am I the asshole for breadcrumbing a Tinder date when things are getting serious with someone else? 4 weeks ago, I matched with girl one on Tinder. We clicked right away and decided to go on our first date a few days later. Since then, we've been on a few more dates and have gotten closer. 2 weeks ago on Saturday, so 2 weeks after girl one date, I was swiping and matched with girl two. She's pretty and fun to talk to. She's fairly busy, and yesterday, also Saturday, But which Saturday, dude, ended up being the only day we could go on a date. As those 2 weeks went on, I was constantly texting with flirting with girl number two. Girl number one kept asking to go out because she has more open availability, and I said yes every time. As girl number one and I kept seeing each other, I liked her even more, and to the point where I thought we would be dating soon. I was still talking to girl two throughout it because girl one and I had not defined the relationship. I was having so much fun with girl one, going on dates, staying over at her place, that sometimes I wouldn't respond to girl two's texts for a day or two. When I did eventually get back to her, I made it seem like things were going to happen between us, hence the breadcrumbing, which is a garbage millennial term. It's like breadcrumbing, like Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb their way back through the forest. Or like how you give a bird a breadcrumb and they'll follow you. I don't really know. Leaving this person, in the words of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, giving them little love kernels so they keep coming back and they can be in your back pocket. So when I did eventually get back to her, I made it seem like things are going to happen between us, hence the breadcrumbing, so she wouldn't think that there was someone else. I still wanted to go on a date with her because, like I said, I didn't know for sure where I stood with girl one. The day before my date with girl two, she called me out on why I was taking so long to finalize our plans, what time we'd meet up, where we're going, etc. I finally came clean to her and told her that I was getting serious with someone else. She was surprisingly nice about it, but she did ask why I made it seem like things are going to progress between us. I didn't know what to say because I think I was just keeping my options open, so I didn't reply. Am I the asshole? First of all, if you didn't reply, yes, you are the asshole. Mm-hmm. You owe this girl an explanation. But I think I am like consistently, every time I like go on more than 3 dates with someone, I'm always in this situation where I'm talking to multiple people. We live in the era of apps. You, in your long defining the relationship story, were talking to other people and you were keeping your options open in theory, but not like pursuing anything. We all do this. We are all guilty of this. We are not all guilty of getting caught. Some people just accept their fate as the breadcrumby or back burner or whatever, back pocket person, and they keep their mouth shut. This girl is very brave, and I commend her. So are you the asshole for breadcrumbing this person? No, because then we're all assholes. We are all kind of assholes, but not in the way we're asking here on Reddit. Are you the asshole for not replying to her when she asks you a very straight-up question and calls you out on it? Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. Case closed. You're the asshole. I love this, though, because I feel like so many people do this. And they're like, will we or won't we with person number one? And I genuinely don't know with person number two. I literally have this issue. Had this issue. I think I still have this issue because I went on one Sunday, I went on a brunch date with one guy and I got tacos for dinner with another one.
Which is very incredible.
I was so impressed with my ability to talk to people. I was mostly impressed with my extrovert abilities that day. However, they were both really cool. One happens to just live significantly closer than the other, so I see that one more often. And he also has better teeth. Taco guy had really bad teeth. We had a lot in common, but I like looking at him eating tacos. I was like, oh my God, if I was your girlfriend, I'd make you get Invisalign, which is not something that you want to say to someone. And he needs someone who will love his shitty teeth, and he needs to realize that he needs Invisalign. So kept him on the back burner because he wasn't as ideal. Was also talking to Amanda's prom date for a hot second. They didn't go to prom together, guys. I did still fuck with prom date though.
Oh, my actual prom date.
I fucked your prom date. Not at prom, but later.
Not the one who asked me to prom and bailed. I was like, prom date. When did that happen? Yes, you did fuck my prom date.
Yes.
Which is good for you.
No, you would have heard about that first. Right, someone had to.